Hello? 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 Watch the best it's going to get. All right. Welcome back to the Boom Podcast. Once again, restarting for the 55th time. Let's just talk about some shit. Fuck all this shit. What's going down, man?
Not much.
Good.
Am I even recording?
Hello? Turn yourself up. Say hello.
Recording.
Say hello.
Am I even recording?
You're recording now.
There's too much feedback.
You're recording now.
There.
Anyway, so what's going on, man?
Chill.
Question.
What?
McDonald's.
Delicious.
Chicken bites.
Which one?
Spicy.
Haven't I had them?
Son of a bitch.
Are they good?
I haven't had them yet either.
No, I had the original ones. Pretty good. Not bad.
The original ones pretty good?
Yeah.
I have to try the... No, I want to try the spicy ones.
What are the spicy ones?
I heard they were a dollar.
Where?
McDonald's.
Now?
Whole week.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll stop by there on the way
That's
home.
What I heard.
I'm going to grab me a back pocket.
Wait, let me check. Who was telling me this information? It was on Twitter.
Who would lie to us?
Oh,
they should have told me about Burger King. The Burger King's been out for a while.
It was.
I'm trying to find the person.
Damn, who was it?
They're hiding from us.
I could have swore it was.
America?
Guy in a cardboard box.
Where is he? Does he even live in America?
Guy in a cardboard box is from a small town called Dunkerville.
Oh.
Yes, it was Guy. He said
Guy.
They were a dollar this week for the perfect size bite of McDonald's chewy bites.
So, talking about the smallest ones they got?
I guess so. I don't know how small the smallest ones are. So, the smallest ones may be bigger than the bigger ones.
Hey, but for
the
a buck.
Size.
Just try it. Talk about
what
me, my microphone skills.
What is this shit?
And my microphone skills.
What is this shit? I want to try McDonald's spicy bite. You said something about the Burger King?
No, I said that for a while they were doing theirs with the chicken wrap and then I think the chicken strips.
What, spicy chicken strips?
No, I'm just saying they were doing it for a dollar.
Oh, dollar chicken?
Yeah.
Burger King, nasty now, though.
Burger King does suck. The only reason I'll go to Burger King now is if I really want a Whopper, which I do like, and their chicken sandwich. Not the original. With the grilled or the crispy chicken.
Now, do they still do the Whopper for breakfast thing?
Yeah, they do.
Get the Junior Whopper for breakfast?
Yeah, I think they still do that.
This is my plan. Burger King, morning time, Junior Whopper, breakfast, no. Egg and cheese croissant with Whopper on top of it.
Huh?
Get the Whopper patty, the Whopper, lettuce, onion, tomato, but you don't put the mayo. Well, you get mayo, no, because you got the cheese, so you don't need the mayo. And then you get you don't get ketchup and shit. You just get, like, the Whopper. Or basically, Whopper, replace bun with croissant, add egg.
That would be good.
No ketchup. That's what I do at White Castle.
That will be good.
I go to White Castle, I get, the egg and I get a regular White Castle, and then I just had them add egg on it, cause all this shit pork, and I think pretty much everything Burger King has, like meat wise, is pork.
It's pork, yeah.
So, yep.
The only place you can go and get breakfast that's not pork apparently is McDonald's.
McDonald's, I mean, White Castles count as just putting the White Castle with egg on top. That counts.
You do
so.
The same thing at Burger King. I want the sausage pie without the sausage.
Yeah, but you don't get... Yeah, but then it's just an egg sandwich. But I'm saying if you go to White Castle, you're still getting meat. You're getting that 100% pure soybean beef.
They grain, claim it's 100% beef, sir.
Grass-fed camel.
They had to defend themselves. I'm sorry. They said this is 100% beef.
Ain't none of that shit 100% beef. Like, they'd be lying.
And Taco Bell, they said there was, what, 80% beef and...
Taco Bell said it. I thought they said there was 100.
I thought it was 80. People were saying it was 80% with filler, like spices and.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What do you think about it?
Shit, I don't know. Best breakfast that you could possibly get.
Ooh.
What I thought would be the best breakfast, and I was lied to. I went to it was one of those 4 a.m. It was like 3 or 4 a.m. snack movements, right? Mm-hmm. So went to Steak and Shake, mm-hmm. and they have this Royale burger. Okay. Royale burger is like burger, cheese with egg and shit on top of it. So I had them take that burger and put it on top of a bagel a la breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Right? not that good. And I like steak shake.
What's wrong with it?
It just didn't taste. It was like just bland and boring. She liked it though.
Flavor to it.
Yeah, it just didn't. I don't know. Maybe if I threw some salt and pepper on it myself, it might have been better to help bring out the flavor. But I'd rather just go to McDonald's and get a steak, egg, and cheese bagel.
That is such a crime. Just salt and pepper. God damn it.
And normally they do. Like, normally you get their burgers, they're seasoned very well. So I was very surprised. I don't know. Maybe it's because it was 4 o'clock in the morning. But even then, shit.
They were tired.
Shouldn't be. You the late shift worker. That means you slept all the way until it's time for Tom punk ass to go to work. Shit. I swear they still racist in that bitch, though.
But,
every time I go in there, I'll never get a refill of my motherfucking drink.
What do you mean? They serve the other one.
Once they give you the check, because you know over there, it's not like you eat, then they get the check. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they bring you your food, they give you the check right then.
Uh-huh.
And then they just forget about you. And they'll never come back to your motherfucking table like, hey, you need anything? You always got to flag the bitches down and shit.
So the refill's free?
Yeah. I mean, because normally when we go to restaurants now, we normally don't order pop or nothing. We just get water. So, you know what I'm saying?
They do it for other tables? You see them do it for the white tables?
I have seen them do it for white tables.
Maybe you should stop eating there.
I am. I'm going to go to the other steak and shake. The other one. Harry was in there the other day, and they had the black girl cleaning the floors.
Cleaning the floors like
Cinderella and this bitch.
That's her job.
Who was the floor cleaner? Cinderella? Snow White? One of them bitches was cleaning floors, and they had her cleaning floors and shit.
Who was it? Which one was it? Cinderella was the cleaner.
Goddamn cleaners.
Snow White was one that was slept. She was too lazy to get a job. Mexicans.
Best breakfast.
Ooh. I've had... I don't eat breakfast, though. I'm not a big breakfast
person.
You're a
sucker MC, son.
But if I had to pick the breakfast that I ate that was freaking delicious, I think it was... McDonald's had the steak and potato burrito.
Those were actually really good.
Those were actually.
I still get that little picante sauce packet sometimes.
They still have those there.
Yeah, I get them and put them on my steak.
They must have overflow of picante.
Well, because they still have the other burrito thing now.
Oh, that's right.
So you can get it for that.
That is right.
But I still get now. Go to McDonald's. This is what you want to do. You want to go to the window. You want to order. I think it's a number 10 or number whatever one is the steak, egg, and cheese bagel, right?
Mm-hmm.
You order that, but this is what you do. This is how you make it delicious. You tell them, instead of a bagel, put it on a biscuit. Okay? It becomes a steak, egg, and biscuit sandwich. Off the fucking chain. Because they got some good ass biscuits.
I like bagels better. I'm a bagel person.
You got to try it with the biscuit, though.
I'll try it with the biscuit.
You got to try it with the biscuit.
I'll give up my bagel for a biscuit.
I'm telling you, this shit is off the chain. It's one of possibly the most delicious thing that you can get at McDonald's, other than getting a Big Mac and telling them to put chicken patties on it instead of beef patties.
God damn it, McDonald's, please. Use real eggs.
They claim.
They're not real.
They claim.
I have never cooked an egg that ever felt that rubbery. I've overcooked eggs before, and they've never been that bad.
They claim. I think they use real eggs probably for some of the stuff, and then the rest of the stuff they use that batter egg shit come out the cart.
I cannot stand
White Castle use real eggs.
Yes,
they got egg cracking everywhere, just cracking it, clack clack,
and there's no excuse
to my shit back.
White Castle can do it, and then y'all can do it.
Ooh, we saw the commercial. Did you see the commercial last night
for who?
McDonald's.
What are they doing?
McDonald's midnight breakfast starts.
Start at midnight now.
Midnight.
Now is that breakfast alongside? Or they just push back the breakfast?
I'm thinking it's probably going to end up being breakfast alongside. Basically, like Wendy's do it. You know, you can get your lunch stuff, get your breakfast stuff.
Hmm.
So midnight, you can get the steak, egg, and biscuit bagel.
See, I've never had a midnight craving yet. One day I'm going to eat a really, really light dinner, like super light, like a salad or something.
Salad.
And then I'm going to be like, okay, I'm done. I'm not going to eat nothing else. I'm going to wake up hungry. I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to drive somewhere. I used to do that about maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I used to do that. No, wait, how old am I?
57.
I am 21.
57.
21 years old. And so like 5 years ago when I was just a wee lad. I used to get up like around 10 or 11 o'clock. I'm like, man, I'm hungry. I have to get in the car and go get me something to eat. I'm going to start doing that again. Not good for you. I'm going to start doing that again. Because the food doesn't digest properly. I might just do that. I might do that Friday.
You know, the thing is, when you eat super late, you really, like, okay, there's a couple of, like, restaurants you go to, like Perkins, the Waffle Houses and shit like that. Steakscapes, 24 hours, McDonald's and shit. But, like, you don't ever see no late night Chinese restaurants, no overnight Mexican restaurants. Even the carts be closed. So you just be shit out of luck. Shit out of luck.
Fast food's your only choice. White Castle's, McDonald's, and who else does 24 now?
Can't really. I mean, you know, Perkins is good though. Perkins be having that good shit.
I just don't like. I feel like if I feel like I'm gonna get up and go get something, I want it to be quick. I don't want to sit there waiting on my food. Like, give me my food, let me go.
I do.
That's why you.
I like to sit and chill. Be out in the world.
I can't. I used to wish name runs. Walmart runs at real late at night. Those would be fun. You used to have the whole place to yourself. You used to be able to just shop. And nobody would be there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to like my snack time shopping.
5.5 hour wait.
Night time shopping when they starting to restock the shelves. Yep. Got the new shit out. Fresh stuff out. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, those are the little viewers. Go late night shopping. Go like around 10, 11 o'clock. Everybody's at home sleep. People getting ready for work the next day. Don't do it on the weekend.
Don't do it on a weekday.
You gotta do it on a weekday.
Sacrifice
a weekday.
No, master, no.
No. Don't even do it on a Friday. Take like a Monday through Thursday scenario. And don't do it on the first, second, or third of the month. Or the fourth or the fifth of the month.
Fourth, first, second, third. Mid. Or the fourth or fifth month.
I'm talking about the 10th, 11th, 12th. People used up all their little food stamps, little government checks. And oh my God, does it get on your nerves when people use those little stupid, what are they called? WIC or voucher things? You get in line.
Oh, yeah, you gotta fill up
the whole goddamn. And you sitting there.
It goes to the machine like 8 times.
And they gotta sign it. And then the person's gotta sign it. I'm like, oh my God. Give them a card. Like the food stamp card. You know what I mean? Just a WIC card, if you will. Slide it through. We don't. That's why I don't go shopping at the beginning of the month. I really
can't,
don't.
Can't. It's a madhouse.
And that's why I always go through the self-scan.
Even that's a madhouse sometimes. Even that's a madhouse.
Yeah, especially when people would be actually. I saw this one time. It made me so angry. It's fat. She had to be fat. Of course, she was a fat lady. went through the checkout. What?
Fatcist podcast, okay? We would not discriminate against the overly weighted.
No, we're not. I'm just saying. She had
chubby chubs challenge.
My thing is, like, she had literally a cart full. Like, the cart was overflowing with stuff. Bitch, why did you go through the self-checkout line? Why?
Right. I agree with
that's
that.
That's for people who have carts with, like, maybe
a couple items,
10
good.
Items
fill up
or
the
so.
Bags,
yeah. Like maybe 10 to 15 items, man. You had a full, because you didn't want to wait in line. And then the guy was like, man, maybe you should go to a line. I don't want to go to another line. I should have hit her. I don't hit women, but I should have hit her.
Pow, pow, pow. Because it's probably causing all kind of problems with the machine, wasn't it? Because she kept having to take the bags off.
Yeah.
Then the machine was like, will you please put the bag back? And she had to adjust some shit. Yeah, I know how that go. I know how that shit go. And you know the worst thing I seen one day? I was at motherfucking. This is before Meijer closed down. I was at Walmart. This bitch did shopping at Walmart, right?
Uh-huh.
And then went to the line with a fucking Meijer's ad paper and then had them price check damn near everything in her cart.
What?
To Meijer's prices. It's like, bitch, why you ain't just go down the fucking road? Like, that shit is not even a mile away and just shop at fucking Meijer.
Oh, she did shit at Walmart?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So instead of that bitch just going to Meijer and buying the shit, she goes to Walmart. And then it was late night. So, you know, late night at Walmart, they only be having like two lanes open anyways. I don't know why. And then they don't have no self-checkout. So you can't go do it yourself. So if you out there buying some shit, you forced to wait in line with a dumb motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So we had to wait behind this dumb bitch because she literally had them fucking price check everything in her fucking cart to Meijer's prices. I'd have kicked her ass out.
Get out of here,
whore monkey. Oh, whore later.
God, why are people so stupid?
Speaking of whores, with the ComFest.
Oh, you actually went?
Yeah.
Hey, you got some pictures?
You know, it wasn't as debaucherated, as people say. Maybe we missed the debauch, because we went on Sunday, which is like the last day. You know, Sunday is always the wind down day.
Yeah.
If we probably went on like Saturday, it probably went all crazy.
All over
there was some tits out. There was some tits
out. Whoa, you know, ugly
wasn't
women?
The best looking tits to see. You know, the tits that should have been out were in. The tits that were in that should have been, you know, like the ones we saw, they were like, oh, hey.
Were they like tits. Old people boobies?
No, it was young people. It was like young people with old people boobies.
Do they have any pictures?
No, I didn't take any pictures.
Oh, I said, what are you going to do? You know,
we did it. We just walked around, looked at a couple of bands, ate a couple of things, and then...
So is it like Woodstock-ish type
stuff? No, like... I mean, it's just like any other festival that you go to.
Any other... I've never been to another festival where the boobies were just hanging out.
I mean, other than that.
Boobies is all over the place.
I mean, you can't say it's like that. Like a...
Don't get me wrong.
It's like a hippie event. You know, it's like some shit that you would see back in the hipster days. You know, a bunch of flower children running around and shit. Tits out, flowers drew on the nipples, and music, and cats smoking weed. And interesting enough, no violence.
No violence. You can't be violent when you're high and boobies all over the place.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what they need to do at all festivals. Attention, black people. From now on, all your festivals should have weed and boobies out so that nobody get mad at anybody.
This one, understand why do you black people, and I'm talking to you black people, why do you have to go and ruin our own festivals and stuff? Why do you have to carry your ignorance? Can't you just stop for one day and say, hey, look guys, we're going to this, to the Festival of Blackness. We just call it the Festival of Blackness for sake of argument.
The Festival of Blackalization.
Blackalization. Let's act right. Let's pull our pants
black
up.
Act right.
Let's not act like a bunch of idiots, and let's not start no gang violence or any kind of fist fights or nothing. Just for one day, let's be like the white people.
But you know what's even worse is when you go to somebody else's shit and fuck up their shit, though.
Yeah,
like
black
you went
people
to the,
don't do that
the fucking Asian festival and was shooting at the fucking Asian festival.
Like, yeah,
really?
Black people don't
come
do
on,
that.
Guys.
Don't do
come
that.
Come on, people.
We already
people.
Got
my
a bad
people.
Rap. Come
my
on,
people.
Seriously.
You know what I'm saying? Look.
Look. Really?
Look. Look. Black man to black man.
Look, black on black.
Calm the fuck down. Stop the violence. Stop the killing. 2000.
Wait, whose song was that? Isn't that Blood Plus?
Yeah.
Stop the
killing.
2000. It didn't work.
Shit.
We're in 2012. Still didn't work. Good work, Pablo Lyle. Good work.
Niggas just ain't got no sense sometimes, boy.
What are they doing?
Anyways, away from the self-hatred racism.
No, you should have seen that. I saw a video at, it was a McDonald's one. I don't know what the people were arguing about because the video was mute because the guy was just had like a cell camera or something.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I don't know if it was a woman or a man smack the sales clerk at McDonald's?
Oh yeah, and he beat her up with a pipe or something.
Beat the shit out with a pipe, like black people.
Didn't
no.
She tried to jump over the counter.
She did jump over the counter.
But you know what? He got off on that.
Well, it was self-defense technically.
Yeah.
She came at him. You had to defend yourself.
Beat her down, and you know they fired him. I don't know, Sue.
I wonder, now how you gonna fire him for defending? He's supposed to take a beating?
I guess so. You're the McDonald's employee. You gotta get beat up. Apparently.
I would assume McDonald's.
So basically the whole McDonald's corp and shit turned against him, but then he ended up beating the charges or whatever and didn't get arrested or nothing for it. Well, I don't know if he might have got arrested, but he didn't get charged or nothing, and he got off for self-defense most likely. And so now it's like, I'm Sue. I want my job. Suing, give me some money.
Yo, I'd have sued them. I'd sue McDonald's. They rich. Remember, $1 billion served and counting.
Shit, you could have waited and saw. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because basically, you don't know what she could have came back there and, for all you know, could have grabbed a fucking knife or something and just killed everybody and all the employees behind the desk. Mm-hmm. So for all you know, he could have saved somebody's life, everybody's life in that bitch.
Yep, true.
But as soon as y'all get the op. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just turn y'all back on just firing.
Because he suspended him. Like, look, you're suspended without pay until the proceedings are over. And then when he was like, oh, he's not guilty. Hey, you got your job back. Sorry about that.
Some bullshit, son. Some bullshit.
Fuck McDonald's. I don't even know where McDonald's again. I'm never going to McDonald's. Except for when they have the steak, egg, and cheese bagel.
Yeah, and then I want to go try those.
I ain't going back.
I want to try those spicy chicken.
Yeah,
things.
And I'm going
to
go try those.
That.
I ain't going back.
After that, I won't go back.
Unless they come out with something new, then
something
I might
new.
Go
yeah.
back.
Like a new fish sandwich?
Yeah.
Then I might try it.
I might go over and try it.
With a fish wrap.
Then I'm not going back
but
after
then
that.
I won't go back after that. Sure, if they add something new to the breakfast, maybe.
I will go
like
back.
If they bring back the steak wrap.
Yeah,
then I might
go back
and try.
Go back.
But then after that, I'll be finished with it.
Yeah, I would never go back there unless they hire like another black person to do a like they did with Mary J. Blige and Burger King.
Right.
And fire
her.
Singing. Right. Now if they do another black person doing that and they fire him,
singing the chicken sound.
I'll go back there to see what he got fired over to taste.
Ryan McKnight.
And it, yeah.
Singing about
the chicken sandwich. Ooh, spicy chicken.
And then
like, that's racist. Now go back. Let me try that spicy chicken. It must be that delicious to think about.
Now, here's my thing. How are you going to call somebody racist for having you sing about spicy chicken sandwich? Uh-huh. Bitch ain't have to sing about it.
No, she didn't.
You should have enough clout when they came to you and was like, Mary, we want you to sing about some spicy chicken. You know, guys, I think it might be come off as a little bit racist to have me singing about some chicken, about a fried chicken sandwich. So maybe I could just talk. You know, because the thing is, all the commercials was about chicken.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They had the one with Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. I think it was one with David Beckham, the soccer guy.
David Beckham.
And then I think it was one. What was the Mexican chick? Selma Hayek, I think, did one. And it's all chicken commercials. So it's not like they went out and just pinpointed, oh, let's get a black lady to do a chicken commercial.
Like McDonald's.
It was all about their, like, chicken shit. You know what I'm saying? So if you felt like it was going to be some racist shit, you should just be like, well, maybe I don't want to sing in this commercial. Mm-hmm. Maybe I would just prefer to. Which I don't see how they could have. Steven Tyler didn't sing in his commercial.
Yeah, I know.
They didn't have Beckham kicking soccer balls in his commercial and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which, from that perspective, I get it. But, again, as fucking Mary J., you could have just been like, nah. Mm, can we go a different way? They wouldn't have booted her, like, went and got somebody else. They would have kept Mary J. on. She just wouldn't have been singing about chicken.
Singing about that delicious chicken.
Or maybe they could have did a different way. Like, maybe she just walked into the motherfucking restaurant singing
King,
some random
Burger
shit
King.
Like, I love my McDonald's. Or was it Burger King?
Burger King.
I love my Burger King. I love my Burger King. Hey, Mary, what would you like? Oh, shit, up in this bitch.
Chicken.
Make sure that shit is fried. Fried. Some hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
And a slice of watermelon. Yeah.
And then a bunch of black people come in with like the big lips and stuff, go boo 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 boo.
They came in with the Adidas shoes with the shackles on.
Oh man, this is our greatest episode.
Slowing down the railroad, we's got to go.
Yes, sir, messers.
Wait, here's my chicken.
Can y'all smell that chicken from Burger King?
Burger King. Have That's what it should have been. It should have been her walking down the street. I smell Burger King chicken. Oh, shit. Let's stop in this bitch.
Oh, man. We are. Have you noticed McDonald's commercials? Literally. Like 90% black people now?
Yeah. They all trying to use that, like, urban neo solely nappy headed nigga motherfucking shit.
Yeah. It's like McDonald's gonna give you a fucking smart idea. I'm drinking this iced tea and I'm gonna go get a college degree. Thank McDonald's.
What?
Am I for real? Like, it makes McDonald's like you're supposed to be smarter when you eat McDonald's. No.
No, that shit, Shay.
No, you wanna be smart, go home and cook a fucking meal. That's gonna be smart.
You know what made me laugh the other day? I was watching the fucking Dr. Pepper commercial.
Which one?
And then the guy singing the song. It has the one with like Guy Fieri where they all got the different shirts and they talk about how they're free and shit.
I haven't seen
that. I was
that
like,
one
that, is that all I need to be free? Is to drink some fucking Dr. Pepper?
Guy Fieri was on Dr. Pepper singing about being free.
No, it wasn't Guy Fieri. Say like the song's commercial was like, we are free or some shit. And then everybody's drinking Dr. Pepper and they all got shirts that's supposed to like represent their personality or something.
Oh,
and then he hops out of a car with like an I Am a Chef shirt. And it's just like, if that's what I need to be an individual and to be free is to drink Dr. Pepper,
right.
I should be free as a motherfucker. Because I used to drink that shit by the gallons. And I still feel slave. They lied to me and I feel like I should sue.
You know, I made that point one time. I was just sitting there like, seriously, these commercials really... They really overstep their boundaries sometimes. It's like, y'all think y'all's products are really supposed to change the world?
Right, like y'all so
McDonald's makes you smarter. Dr. Pepper makes you
black
free.
Black culture.
Yeah, it's like, y'all products, like, if I ever sat down and ate a bag of Lay's potato chips and I start dancing and juking and jiving, hit me, smack me.
I want to know exactly which beer do I open to get the bikini clad bitches to run up in the crib.
Coors Light, apparently.
Now, look, if you mix Coors Light with the Axe Spray, you should be getting bitches left and right.
That's true.
And I feel like if I go do that, if I go in the middle of the street right now and spray on some Axe and pop a Coors Light, and don't no bitches show up, I want to be able to sue.
You know, see, I was thinking about that Axe. I was thinking about that about Axe. Cause I was like, I was using the Axe body wash for a little bit. Went to dialysis. And the bitches there hit on me.
I'm like, hey,
oh, sorry, women. Women at dialysis or not.
Let me put your dialysis needle in today, y'all.
I take that back. They were not. None of those women there are bitches.
Not even the techs. They didn't come up and sniff you like, Axe.
No, see, nothing.
Well, interesting. Nothing. Interesting.
And you know what? I use it on purpose to see if they would even notice the smell. Like, hey, you smell good today or something like that. Nothing.
You did it.
Did it on purpose.
A consumer.
A consumer test. I mean, I wasn't expecting it because most of the women are married, of course. But I was just going to see if there would be a reaction like, hey, you smell good. Or, hey, what's that smell?
It's testing the waters.
Yeah.
Test to see if this is a long-term product.
That didn't work.
Interesting.
Didn't work.
You know what works? Irish Spring.
Irish.
People like the Irish. They like spring.
I don't know the Irish like the Irish.
Irish love the Irish. That's why they fight.
Aye, laddie. I was going to potato farm. Lucky Charm.
That's pretty racist.
I was trying to find something about Irish people. I don't know anything about the
racist.
Irish people. Except for Bobby Flay, who pretends to be Irish when he's not.
What the fuck is Bobby Flay?
He claims he's part Irish, but it's like the only time he really wants to be Irish is on St. Patrick's Day. The other time he's not claiming his Irish heritage.
Oh, yes, he's un-Irish.
Yeah, he's like, hey, every day I'm not Irish except for I'm a barbecue guy.
Every day I'm Irish and every day I'm
and
Irish.
Bobby Flay, please, stop having the same damn barbecue show. Do something different. Like, Brunch at Bobby's is a little different. And I actually like that show a little bit. You don't need 10 grilling shows.
You know what I just saw that was dumb as fuck?
What?
You see the Chef Ramsay got a new show coming on Fox. Have you seen that?
What's it called? Which one?
It's basically like the restaurant. What's the one joint where he goes to fix up the restaurant? Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah.
Suffers with hotels. So he goes to different hotels and fixes up hotels. What the fuck you got to do with some hotel fixing?
What?
Exactly. It makes no sense. That match doesn't even make fucking sense. Now I can see... because this is dumb. It's dumb.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
You need a different person for that.
Yeah, no, but no.
That's the most retarded shit. You need like a Hilton motherfucker. Oh, Jesus. Break shit.
Oh, that made me angry.
I don't know. That's the dumbest shit. So he goes around. It's Kitchen Nightmares for hotels. He goes around to the different hotels and shit, and then fucking does his Kitchen Nightmare thing on the hotels and tries to fix them up and shit. There you go. Forget he's on the wrong show. This fucking result, I mean, this fucking mattress is disgusting. Man, have you been watching Kitchen Nightmares? Or not Kitchen Nightmares, but what's the other show? You got Hell's Kitchen. You ever notice, like when you watched it before, did you notice how much food they waste on that show?
Yeah.
They waste a ton of food. We was watching it the other day, and the guy, like after they completed dinner service, he just had a tray full of swordfish that was just cooked and sitting there. It was at least, it had to be about 20, 30 pieces of swordfish wasted. And then all the scallops that they fuck up. Now here's my thing. You've been about 5-6 weeks in the show and you still can't cook a fucking scallop. I've never cooked a scallop in my life. You give me a scallop right now, I guarantee I'll cook that shit.
That's why I don't like cooking shows. I think cooking shows are just so wasteful.
They're rare.
It's like y'all want to be on this whole, oh, people are hungry, we need to help the feed the needy and all this bullshit, and y'all be on a cooking show and y'all wasting hundreds and hundreds of pounds of food per episode.
Not all of them though.
Like, Top Chef's pretty good with
that. Yeah, like Top Chef, they actually, you know, you make this amount of food, you serve it to the people, you know, and then you'll notice sometimes even they'll eat the food after the fact.
Yeah,
you never see that on like
Kitchen
Hell's Kitchen.
No, that's
just, yeah, shit.
He'll even take them out to the garbage can. Like, look at all the fucking food you wasted, man.
Yeah, yeah, he will do that shit. It's like, no,
no. I make them eat that shit. Eat right. it.
So now I've done that a couple of times this year. It was one scallop challenge where they fucked up a bunch of scallops. They actually made them eat all the scallops that they fucked up. And then it was something else. Somebody was like, some chicken liver, some cow balls. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Oh, cow balls. So,
that shit is fucking, man, they be wasting all kind of, like, all that shit that they put in that kitchen. If they put that shit, like, refrigerated and just re-cooked it properly later or whatever, you could feed a shitload of people just off of fucking one night at Hell's Kitchen, man. That shit is ridiculous. All right, so let's see. What do we do? We're going to get to our top 10, motherfucker.
Let's do it.
Top 10 after the break. We need to take a break.
Yeah, I'm hungry. I need something in my stomach real quick.
You're some kind of sissy boy. That's what you are. Some kind of sissy
dude,
boy.
I haven't eaten like all... I had like 4 fish sticks last night.
But shit, we ain't got nothing to eat, so...
You got a snack or nothing? Nothing? You got some lunch meat? Hot dog?
No, we ain't got no bread neither.
God damn.
I got some those little... It's peanut butter peanut bars on top of the refrigerator.
I will eat that. I'll get one.
Yeah, okay. Get you a peanut butter peanut bar. Some and water. We shall come back.
Be back. Top 10.
Welcome back to Battle Club Capitan Call. Battle Club Break.
Oh. Kids, dude. Wait a minute. Hold on. Right,
apparently, there'll be some
yeah.
Game Center add-on type of things to the site soon. So you'll be able to come over there and play some type of games. Not sure what. But keep checking back to the site. And we are still going to be working on that modern... actually, we're going to be working on a couple comps.
Oh,
the PlayStation okay. folks, we're going to be working on the Battlefield 3 comp. There'll be squad deathmatch. So I suggest you get your squads together now. The way it's going to work, you sign up on the site. Everybody let me know your teams. And then we'll put each round together. It'll only be a certain amount of teams. So it's going to be first come, first serve. But so put your teams together. And when we launch that, first come, first serve, send in your information. But not yet. Wait till we launch it. For the Xbox folk, we're going to be doing a Modern Warfare 3 tournament. So we'll put that together. We'll let you know about that. And then also, if we can get enough people to participate, a Resistance 3 tournament. So all you people, papillate on that.
Resistance 3.
Top 10.
Yeah,
top 10.
Top 10.
Let's do some top 10. This is our top 10 underrated everythings, okay? Top 10 underrated every fucking thing. It doesn't matter what that thing is. If it's top 10, you sent it to us, then it's overrated, underrated. Got it? Everybody good?
Here. Top 10 music.
Right. Shut that off.
You want to get up? You want to get up?
You put that in that in.
Okay, hold on. I'll take it.
Put that in that in. I'll put this in this in.
You want to plug it in?
Bam.
Turn it on.
Okay, turn it on. Okay, then you play it. There we go. Yeah.
Top 10. Top 10. Damn, I thought it was up.
Top 10. Top 10 underrated anything in the whole wide world.
Anything?
Top 10.
Say anything, right?
Anything.
Alright, here we go.
What the fuck was that?
That was Persona 3, son. My Persona's probably one of the... Persona is a very good game series. I don't know about that.
Anywho. Top 10 anythings. So we're going to start out. We're going to open up with a top 10 from the community.
Oh, wow.
So we'll open up with one of those top 10s. And this one is coming from Mr. Guy in Zion Cardboard Box. And he says his top 5 underrated animated films.
Okay.
That's where he went with his top. Well, I asked the community for their top 5.
Yeah, they're not important for 10.
So he says, hey, Boom Podcast, Guy here. I have a list of the top 5 underrated anime films for you. Number 5, Princess Mononoke.
I've seen that one.
Yeah. Yes. It's a good one. It's a good one. People seem to favor Spirit Away and forget about this epic Miyazaki film. And you do number 4. You're not gonna get away with just being lazy.
Number 4, Prince of Egypt. What was that one about? Remember that one?
It was about a prince.
An actually good religious movie that isn't too preachy, has a very human characters and great visuals.
Okay, finish reading the rest of
them. Oh, man. Number three, Watership Down.
I don't remember that one.
I haven't heard of that one.
I have to watch that.
Holy. No, this is not. Holy crap. Not that it's a little contradictory from the last one. It's a little preachy.
A little bit.
Let it go. This movie is crazy. Bunnies killing each other. Oh, crap. I do remember this. Horrific scenes of death and great animation to boot. This was a Disney movie, I believe.
It's called Watership Down.
Watership Down. I've seen it online. People were talking about how violent it is for a kid's movie. It's about bunny rabbits that, you know, talk like humans and stuff, like a traditional Disney movie.
So it's a live action, not a cartoon? It's a live action.
It's a cartoon. It's a cartoon. And, yeah, they kill each other. Dogs kill them. They die horrific. They really, really horrific ways.
I'm going to look this up.
It's really bad.
You got to look this up.
I watched it. I was like, it's not going to be good. Number two, Secret of the Nim.
Secret of the Nim.
Why they put an H at the end of it?
Because it's Nim. It's Islamic.
Secret of the Nim.
Don
Bluth's best work. In his opinion. And a creative and beautiful drawn... Oh, creative and beautifully drawn, too.
I actually wanted to see that.
I haven't seen that one yet. Yeah, the one with the
mouse. I want to watch Bridge of Terabithia, too.
Bridge of who?
Bridge of Terabithia.
Never heard of that one. And number one is number one, Disney Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Notre Dame!
I think about it. I didn't really like it. But apparently he loves it. It's a Disney's Hunchback of Notre Dame, a really underrated film. It's among the darkest films at... Really? Kids from there, really?
You gotta finish reading it out loud. So
Frollo is a great villain, not being evil for the sake of being evil, but believes he's doing God's work. Hellfire and the other Latin chorus songs are great, and the visuals are epic. The gargoyles are shit, but I can look past that. That's it.
Now, it's impossible to have any gargoyles better than Gargoyles, the TV series. So that's why the gargoyles were shit. So,
okay.
Number 10. Go.
Wait, are we done with theirs?
We're going to do one, and then we're going to do two more as we go along.
Oh, okay. See, number 10. I was going to say number 10.
Speak up, boy. We can't hear you.
I don't know. Number 10. I wish I had my list with me, but I have to go off the top of my head. I say number 10 would be... Lord. I would have to go Burger King's chicken sandwiches. I believe those are very underrated. People need to know more.
I do like their tender crisp.
I'm talking about the tender grill. Have you had the tender grill?
Yes, I've had that. It's not bad.
Now, I swear to God, they deep fry it, but...
They probably do. It's just grill fry.
I swear, the thing is greasy as I don't know what.
Because they probably grill it, but put oil on the grill.
And yeah.
Like, grill fry.
It's very rare you go to a fast food place and get a grilled chicken sandwich that actually tastes of anything.
And don't they put like a different sauce on it? Some kind of grill sauce or some shit?
Honey
mustard or something or other. Yeah,
it's
pretty
really
good mix.
Good.
Pretty good mix.
Well, people need to eat that.
KFC does a really good grilled chicken sandwich too.
I don't have their shit.
Yeah, I used to smack on KFC's joint. It was pretty good.
Maybe check them out.
Now, Burger King.
Yeah.
Grilled, tender crisp, or original?
I don't like the originals. That's out of the question.
I love the original, even though it's the fakest piece of meat on the face of the earth.
Between the tender crisp and the tender grill, I would go tender crisp.
That
but I think the tender grill is underrated just because. Because I think people get a grill sandwich from other places, they think it's just going to be tasteless.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually, when you just eat the chicken, it tastes
flavor.
Good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love the fakeness of their original chicken sandwich. But if you want a really good piece of chicken, the tender crisp, that's a hearty piece of chicken
that is
on the
big,
sandwich.
It's big.
As opposed to some of the other places you go to. You really get a nice piece of chicken.
Burger King, give us more tender crisp coupons. What happened?
Yeah, they don't get, you know, I ain't got no coupons at all.
I don't even do one with the really meal. I will do it with the meal. That's what you want me to buy the meal. I will
buy the meal
extra meal sandwich.
Get an extra sandwich.
And I'll put it up and eat it for the
next day. Just put it in the oven. Bang, bang.
Y'all just being greedy right now.
A little bit. Step that game up, Burger King. Stop being greedy.
I can eat.
Give to the needy. Okay?
Burp. Your turn.
My number 10, and this is in no discernible order, just...
Oh, yeah, random, okay. Number 10.
I went with Code Lyoko. We was just talking about that, okay? French-made cartoon film. mixture of CGI. Basically, it's about these characters who fight this evil computer guy named Xana. And then they have this character named Alita who lives in the computer system.
Alita.
And then it's kind of like Dot Hack, kind of, where the computer system affects stuff on the outside. And then they have to digitize and go into the computer world to help Alita fight her way to this tower where she puts in Code Lyoko. And then it basically stops whatever attack is happening in the real world. And then the computer is like the supercomputer that they use. So it has the ability to turn back time. But every time they use the computer to turn back time, the bad guy gets stronger. But they can, if anybody dies, turning back time will not bring back dead people. So it's a very...
Do people die?
Balance. You know, I got it. I've started a series. I used to watch it here and there back in the day, and I used to like it, but I never caught every episode. So I'm not sure if they actually had to deal with that. But I'm assuming... that since they know that somebody must have died and didn't come, or maybe it wasn't a person, maybe it was a animal or something that might have died, but we'll figure, I'll figure it out. But good show, and they're supposed to be coming out with a new one, which is supposed to be a live action version. So the parts on the original one that were cartoon are going to be live action,
with the CG,
and then the CG will still be in, you know, when they go into the computer. So that should be really interesting. Code Lyoko Evolution. That's my number 10. Number Nizzle.
Oh, man. So hard. I would have to say, so this is no random order, Resistance as a series.
As a series.
Not even just Resistance 3.
Not even just Resistance 3.
As a series.
As a series.
Everybody wants to play Modern Warfare, Black Ops 7.
Everybody.
Freaking Halo Reach 42.
40 motherfucking 7.
Medal of No Honor.
You have no honor, sir.
Well, the fiction games get too much hype. Other than Resistance, we should be getting a lot of praise.
Should be? Hell if I know.
Any other stupid shooter out there that people are saying this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, when it's not? Mag? No. Oh, Killzone 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Killzone 3.
Crystal 3.
Electric Bigalee.
Bigalee. No, we want to play Resistance. People, get back on Resistance 3. It's actually fun.
It is very different.
It's different.
The guns are different.
You don't play the same thing. It's not an updated version from the last game.
Not.
It feels like a totally different game.
Totally different.
It's awesome.
Awesome.
I actually saw a review. Somebody said they didn't like it compared to the second one. Now, that's just their opinion. But they did say the second one they think was the greatest one out of the series.
Interestingly
but
enough.
But it's a great series itself.
Interestingly enough, most people hated the second one. I did not. I thought it made sense. I think people were missing the point. We talked about this before, but just a quick. The first game, solo European with Nathan Hale. Second game was like all-out warfare. Because people were mad, like they didn't feel like it didn't have a lot of story and stuff. It was just a bunch of running and killing. But I feel like that was kind of the point.
Yeah, that was the point.
This is like the fever pitch of the fucking war. This is when shit hit the fan. It's an all-out battle. This is the fucking war.
We lost.
And then we lost. And then that's where number three comes in, where you kind of have this feeling of the end. Like, it's real feeling of just defeat in this last-ditch effort that you don't know if it's really going to help or not, but it's like, we got to try something, so let's go.
Spoiler
you know?
Alert. Ending? You like to tell us?
No. We're not going to do it. We're not
spoiler
gonna do it.
Unalert.
We'll do that. We'll do that in the future.
Spoiler on. You know what? We're going to have a spoiler show. We're just going to spoil everything.
Everything.
We're
going to
ruin people's
ruin
lives.
Every fucking thing.
They're going to be like, no, we're going to like, hey, skip to the next part.
Another spoiler.
Spoiled again. Like, why
spoiler.
Would I even do this to Buzz?
Spoil
like,
everything.
Because we're bored.
Spoil Mario.
No, is it in? You get the princess, bitches.
Sons of bitches. And then she gets kidnapped again in Mario the next game.
I think princess was a whore.
Son of a whore.
I think she wanted to get captured.
Probably did.
Try, like, try to make Mario run.
She's basically trying to control Mario. So that when they got married, all she would have to do is say, Mario! And then he would come running.
Yep.
Because it's slavery. It is slavery from male at the hands of the female population.
What's with the whole coin thing? Like, Mario was going coins for the princess. Because she was too expensive to keep. She was like one of those gold diggers.
Basically, that's what...
But she was
princess. Is a controlling gold digger.
It's like, you had money.
All she wants is more and more.
She's a whore. Oh, I hate you.
She wants more and more.
And tennis.
Does she ever share her coins?
No. No.
She puts them out there so that Mario can reclaim him, making everybody else feel stupid because they didn't get any coins.
Yep.
And then he just gives them back to her.
Mario, I baked you a cake. Some of that sweet cake.
What?
Sex.
Shit.
Number nine.
Yeah, Aardvark is my number nine.
Yeah.
Cleopatra 2525. Three bitches with the wheels.
Look. Go out. What? Can we go outside the box here?
No.
My stuff has been outside the box.
This is, look, so it's supposed to be your top, okay, underrated. Not out of the box underrated.
Oh, God.
Not somebody else's underrated. It is supposed to be
that show was so underrated.
No. Okay, look. You had Sam Raimi shows, okay?
Uh-huh.
The guy was in fucking everything, okay? You know,
he's
you're thinking.
Was in Xena and stuff. The Asian. Come on, him. Asian dude, Asian black. Look.
No, I think he's a Jewish guy. Okay, you know, remember Xena? Remember the one clunky night guy she used to hang around with?
Sometimes? Oh, yeah, Joxer.
Yeah, that's his brother. That's Sam Raimi's brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, Cleopatra 2525, Cleopatra, stripper, had a breast surgery, went wrong, got cryogenically frozen.
What?
That's what the.
Nuh-uh, for real.
Yeah, and then she woke up in the year 2525, okay? Sam Raimi had fuck with all Legend of the Seeker, which we just finished watching, which actually is a pretty, especially the second season.
Is he not jumping anymore? Did he stop?
He still does it. I was now I get happy when I see it.
Why?
Jump attack, yeah. Cause you know he mean business when he jump attack. That's like his signature move. That's like saying you gonna play Final Fantasy VII and not do Cloud's little cross slash thing. No,
but
what
okay? I'm trying to say.
Okay, that's his cross slash is his jump attack.
Why?
Because it's strong, okay? You get his whole force behind
that
blade.
Has he yet to hit somebody with that jump attack?
Couple times.
They actually got some people with it.
I don't think he killed him, but there's like more sword fighting afterward. But the fact is, it interrupts everything because you're loud, you're swinging angrily, and you're just like, jump attack, get him. But that's not what this is about. This is about Cleopatra 2525, two seasons. Of Sam Raimi greatness, executive produced. I don't know who regularly produced it because I don't give a fuck. Okay? If you're into shows, Jack of All Trades, Legend of the Seeker, Hercules, Legendary Journeys and shit, this is what you want to get into. Cleopatra 2525, Gotta Wear to Survive. And, interestingly enough, a rarity to see a black characters in sci-fi. You know, one of the main characters, black lady, very interesting.
Oh yeah,
she was really like the main character of the show, kind of. So that's pretty cool. Which is interesting because it's called Cleopatra 2525, but she doesn't really end up being the focus of a lot of the story. But still good. Okay, number eight.
Hit me hard. I would have to say that. You know what? I will go easily and say. Final Fantasy Mystic Quest.
You son of a bitch.
Let me tell you why Final Fantasy
you
Mystic Quest.
You son of a bitch.
People literally say they do not like that game. That's because you don't understand the game.
What is that they don't understand about this game, sir?
That game.
Was made.
For introduction to people who want to get into RPGs. If you look at it that way, mm-hmm. It's an awesome game. I mean, name a game that basic with that great of music. Battle system was easy and fun to get into. Everything about the game was fun. It was never. I wouldn't say it was like overwhelmingly great, but it wasn't as bad as people were saying. Like, oh man, this game is terrible. No, it's not. That's you know what it is. It's those ignorant people who probably never even owned the Super Nintendo. You know what I mean? Probably put on an emulator, went back and played it. It was comparing it to what games are nowadays. Can't do that.
Could have been.
If you're going to play those games, I'm not saying that everybody loves the game. If you like it, you like it. You don't.
True.
What I'm saying is to say the game is bad for what it meant to do is a total blatant lie.
Total blatant bullshit.
That's a bullshitter. You cannot sit
total
there and say that game
bullshit.
Is
bullshit.
You line me up 10 people that all grew up in the age of Nintendo, Super Nintendo. and tell me that game was total bullshit, they will all tell you, no, it's not. It may not be the greatest RPG, but it's not bullshit. It's good.
And you know, I can't even really bitch about it because of the simple fact that we played through that game like 50 times.
The game is so awesome.
So, you know.
The Bone Dungeon.
Bone Dungeons, man.
I even have the music on here. It's how awesome it is.
Bone Dungeons on there. On his PSP, Bone Dungeons.
Yeah, I don't even... That's why... I mean, I personally think it's probably one of the most underrated Final Fantasy releases that they put out. People just don't... Just when you play the game, just remember, hey, I'm playing a Super Nintendo game. Hey, I'm playing a game that was meant to be a tutorial into RPGs.
Yes.
Then play it. Then tell me the game sucks.
Then, after that, game sucks.
No.
Me number 8.
Right.
I don't even know if this was the actual title that we had ours in. Illusion of Gaia.
Yeah.
Now, which one was Illusion of Gaia?
This is the one where the boy traveled from different ancient, I guess, areas. Like the Tower of Babel. And
yes, that's the one. Stuff. Awesome game. Action RPG, Zelda style, hit the dungeons, people talk about a lot of the Super Nintendo age RPGs and shit, you know, and normally when you get to those RPG action adventure type of games, you normally hear about the Zeldas, you hear about the Final Fantasies. You don't hear much about Illusion of Gaia, okay? This was a good game, good, interesting characters. Storyline was dope. I mean, you had, like, a group of fans, people was dying and shit. Mm-hmm. And then when you get all the way to the end of it, like, the way... It was a good ending. It was one of those games where you got to the end and you felt like, oh wow, like
I wish they would have gave us more in that ending.
I think we had enough.
Oh, because it just felt like, I mean, you knew what happened. Like, it did explain all what happened at the end. Just kind of felt like, did they remember? You know, I'm not gonna spoil it, but did they kind of remember everything that kind of happened or not? You know what I mean by the way the ending ends. Did their memories get wiped out? Or are they just gonna, you know, start anew? With not knowing anything that happened beforehand, or, you know.
I don't know. I can't call it. But I want to play. And there was the other one. It was Illusion of Gaia, and then there was another one that came out, which is kind of like, I guess they were all supposed to be kind of sequels, but not sequels of the same one.
Was it for PlayStation 2 or PlayStation
2? No. It was Super Nintendo 2.
It was an Illusion game? It was an Illusion game?
Yeah. I don't know if it was called Illusion, though.
What is this game?
Wait, let's look it up.
What was it like? That would help.
Yeah, let's look it up real quick. Let's see.
Another game Illusion. Did we get it in America? Or was this a Japanese release?
I don't remember. Hold on. Okay, so it was Terranigma.
It was a predecessor to that.
Yeah, apparently they were all kind of in the same RAM. But apparently there's some other. They did ActRaiser. This is all from Quintet. That was the.
All these games linked together.
The company that did it. I don't know. Uh-huh. They have one called Legacy of the Wizard. I would like to play that. And we all know ActRaiser, right. Which they need to bring that back.
Yep.
Remember Soul Blazer?
That was good.
And I do believe they said Soul Blazer was linked to Illusion of Gaia and Terranigma.
How?
I don't know.
We'll have to find out how.
And then they had one called Grand Stream Saga. I haven't played that either. You remember Grand Stream Saga?
Yeah, I forgot I played that. Probably remember playing some of that game.
I don't know. I remember that one. I'll have to see what that one is about.
So which name is not a part of that series then? Legend of Gaia?
No.
So I always thought that. I don't know why I thought that was a part of this series.
I think I know that game you're talking about. No, I think I know what you're talking about. But yeah, that was that. So, Illusion of Gaia. That's a really great Super Nintendo action RPG. If you have a Super Nintendo and you can hunt it down, if you have an emulator and you can find it to play it, if you're kind of in that state like me right now, I'm playing Final Fantasy IX. With some Battlefield 3 and Resistance sprinkled in, but I've reached back in the past to get some shit to play. So if that's your thing and you got the system, look up Illusion of Gaia, fucking Terranigma. Fuck Soul Blazer was good too. ActRaiser was good.
ActRaiser is the best game ever.
So y'all need to go check those out. All right, let's see. Our next top five. Our next top five came from Mr. Long, Mr. Kosar Long.
It was a Balaklak Long.
In the Move City, the Infantile Informatic. And these are his top five underrated musical acts, MCs, and of people.
Okay.
Styles P. I like Styles. Mm-hmm. Styles get it in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The Lox. Tragedy Gaddafi.
Mm-hmm.
Black Market Militia.
Mm-hmm.
Vado. No idea what the fuck that is. Saigon. I like Saigon. I don't really listen to Saigon. And last but not least, his most underrated musical act, Justin Bieber.
No, he didn't.
I agree with that.
No, he didn't.
I agree with Justin
no,
Bieber.
No, he didn't.
I agree with that shit.
How dare he?
Wow. The fact that Justin Bieber is not Michael Jackson status right now goes to show that he is quite possibly one of the most underrated artists in the history of American music.
Since when?
Since Michael Jackson.
Do y'all even listen to Bieber?
Look.
Do y'all have
it ain't Bieber? About it ain't about whether you listen to Justin Bieber.
I'm asking, do you listen to
Bieber? It's not about whether you listen to Justin Bieber.
Be honest.
Or not.
Come on, wrong here.
Baby, oh. If I was your girlfriend, Come on, son. If I was your girlfriend, I'd never let you go. Boyfriend in snow, son.
Son.
Snow kid.
Yeah.
Get money. Ride
Word
whips.
To your
son.
Mother.
To thine mother.
Did he punch her like a paparazzi or something?
Probably. I don't know. I know he has a penchant for walking into walls, apparently.
He's an idiot.
He's like walking into somebody's wall. Okay. You're number seven.
Ooh, number seven. I'm going to say Batman video game series before the release of Arkham City and Asylum.
So you're saying that Batman was good.
Who in the hell said it was? The first Batman on Nintendo. Remember the original Batman?
Yes, I remember that one where you had to.
That game was bad. You tell me that game was bad?
It was difficult as shit. I never beat it.
The game was good.
There's stages on there I've never seen.
Wow.
Ever.
It's hard. You can get there if you practice hard enough.
No.
The freaking Batman was awesome. The one after that was okay.
Which one?
But it wasn't bad. Joker's Revenge.
Okay.
It wasn't bad. It was playable. It was okay. It was fun for what it was. Then, you know, the ones they have for Super Nintendo and stuff, mm-hmm. the beat-em-ups, they weren't... Okay, now, I admit, the one, I think, Midway made,
mm-hmm.
the one I was calling Mortal Kombat,
uh-huh.
that was shit. That was just shit.
Shit snatched.
I was like that. But there was a beat-em-up they had, regular good old, like, Final Fight beat-em-up.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good game.
Interesting.
For these people, for people to come out there and honestly say that, okay, they had one for Genesis, Batman and Robin. Mm-hmm. That was a good game. There's one they had for Game Boy Advance and stuff that were actually good games. I'm not saying they were great, but to say that there were no good Batman games before Arkham City and Arkham Asylum is just a load of bullshit.
So you're claiming that the community is wrong. The video game community
yes.
has went down the wrong path and once again fell a prey to this collective consciousness of journalism wrongness.
I'll tell you this right now. There's a community and there's a community. There's a community of people who have probably never even played most of the other Batmans. And probably play one or two bad ones, and then compared it to Arkham Asylum. Like, oh, this is the best ones. Then you have those like us, who probably play more than enough Batmans to say the new ones are better, but that doesn't put anything saying like the whole of the series is garbage.
Interesting.
That's just bullshit.
Interesting.
I hate people do that shit. Like, oh, man, this is the greatest game in the series. Now, Superman, on the other hand.
That one on 64 was horrible.
I haven't played a good Superman game yet. Yet.
That'll be hard.
Is
that possible?
I don't know. I'm going to go home. I'm going to get some emulations going.
Some Superman games.
I'm going to sit down. I'm going to play with the frame. Like, this is when it came out. This is what they were trying to go for.
See what happens.
Just go with it. But I'm just saying Batman has had good games out there. Y'all just need to stop being dumbasses.
Can there possibly be a good Flash movie or Flash video game?
A game about a movie about somebody running fast. Oh, is it gonna be black? That's the question.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Wait a minute, I didn't know. No,
wow.
What I'm saying is
no.
See what I'm trying to say was
we got
that,
we know what
you
you're saying.
Remember how there's two Green Lanterns?
We know what you're saying.
Like in DC Universe. There's like two Green Lanterns, a black one and there's a white one.
Yeah, there's like a million Green Lanterns.
No, what I'm saying is can there be a Black Flash?
Why does there need to be a Black Flash?
Huh?
Why does it need to be a Black Flash?
Yeah, I'm trying to cover this up. Why are you trying to take my thunder away from me? Yes. No, it couldn't. No. No. It wouldn't make a good movie. A movie about somebody running fast?
Yes, but he's a fast-running villain killer. He runs into you and elbows like, ah, Flash.
I can watch the Olympics. So I want to see people running fast.
Okay, what if there was a movie based off of Superman and the Flash racing around the world?
No, I don't watch it. I don't watch a movie about somebody racing around the world. What would they be doing, just racing?
Yeah, they would just be racing around the world. and then have to stop in different locations and help people.
No.
Okay. Did you see that episode of Young Justice that was based on The Flash where he had the girls, I think she was getting a heart transplant. So he had to get the heart all the way to the other side of the country before time ran out and they wouldn't be able to use the heart anymore.
Never seen that one.
It was a good episode, and it was basically about him running.
But there's drama in it. You can't make a two-hour movie based off of him running.
Why not?
Who would want to sit there and watch somebody run for 2 hours?
I just watched somebody run for a half an hour.
And you were probably like, my God, would you hurry up and get there?
No, because it was good because the drama, the lesson that he learned on his way to delivering this heart about being a responsible superhero made it interesting. Plus, there was villains that he had to fight on his way.
He stopped to fight villains on the way to delivering a heart.
That's okay, you have to watch the episode. We'll have to find it and actually watch it so you can see what I'm talking about. And then once you see
it, anybody else
and then
him?
Think about how... No, because the rest of them got sent off. Basically, this is what happened. The rest of the Young Justice got sent off on a mission. Mm-hmm. But Batman had him stay behind because they needed to transport the heart to the girl on time. Okay? Mm-hmm. And he was the only one that was fast enough to get there because he's faster than everybody. So they give him the heart and he has to go. He's mad because he's like, this is a bullshit mission. But it's basically a lesson. Like, the whole show is basically about him learning about his responsibilities as a superhero, taking his responsibility and making sure that you get the job done and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that even to you, even though this may not seem like a big deal, mm-hmm. to you, a big deal mission to other people, like the girl who needs this heart, this is a big deal. She's counting on you. Her life is dependent on you. So you may not see this as a big deal, but regardless, you need to take your responsibility as a superhero serious and get this fucking thing done. We'll watch that shit. We'll watch
okay, it. Okay, but still, I'm going to say it again. Say it one more time. Was this in my run for 2 hours? And I'm going to say this again. The only reason it's probably a good episode because Batman was in it.
He was in it for like a second.
That's all he needs. Batman, that's all Batman needs. Batman was like, you, take this heart. And everybody was like, oh, it's going to be a great episode because Batman was there. He needs to be the leader of the Justice League. Who is Superman?
Well, no, because all three, it's Superman, Flash, Wonder Woman, and Batman, because they're like the originals.
Wait, what happened to his name? When Aquaman, one of them? When Aquaman, a Justice League member?
He is, but I don't know if he wasn't one of the originators of the Justice League, though.
Where's the Wonder Twin?
And I think the gun, what the fuck is a gun twin?
Wonder Twin?
No, the Green Lantern might be seen as one of the leaders of the...
One or two powers activate. Form of a lion. Shape of a bucket of water.
I'm going to slip him, make him fall.
Mop.
All right, let's just get the show moving. Number, where we at? Wait, it's my turn, right? Because mm-hmm. yours was
Batman.
And mine's is.
I'm Batman.
Inspector Deck, Wu Tang Clan. Why is he my number 7? Mm-hmm. If you listen to any Wu-Tang popular songs, Deck always starts it out, sets the tone, rips MCs to fucking death, okay? He's not the most popular MC in the world, not even the most popular MC in the Wu-Tang Clan. Most people talk about the Wu-Tang Clan are the best MCs, rarely do they mention Deck.
Nope.
But the fact of the matter is, Inspector Deck, on many occasions, has set the tone and the bar level for what everybody else in the clan has to do in order to make the track so fucking classic. Wu-Tang Clan forever. Inspector Deck, my number 7th, underrated anything. Let's keep it moving. Number 6.
Ooh, number 6. Oh, man, I'm getting there. Just trying to think here. No, you know what I miss? I'm going to be honest with you. Now, I had this on the list. I had to get through my head. Classic. I don't know how you would consider them, maybe action adventure games, like X-Men arcade games, stuff like that.
Uh huh.
Where are those games at?
Multiplayer brawlers.
I guess we'll call it a brawler.
Like
yeah.
The Simpsons game at the arcade and the X-Men game at the arcade.
Like all these games. Like stop. These are some of the most underrated. When people say think of the greatest games of all time, they start listing games off and stuff. You will rarely ever hear somebody just talk about a brawler ever. Even if it's Double Dragon status.
This is true.
You'll be like, man, my top 10 is this. It'd probably be RPGs or shooters. A shooter or something like a Braid game or a Mario or something. You'll never ever hear somebody put like a Simpsons Arcade, Knights of the Realm, or any of them games that we used to play.
Well, you know that you can get the Simpsons game and the X-Men game on the PSN.
Yes.
And you can play multiplayer.
Yes. But it's still underrated, though.
It's a fan. It's there, though. Underrated, yes, but it is there to play.
But it's underrated.
I wonder how good they sold.
I don't know.
That'll be interesting to find out. That'll be interesting to find out. That's an interesting choice.
I mean, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, I heard that was a fun game. It was a brawler, but is it ever going to like being one of the greatest games ever? No.
I demoed it.
I demoed it.
It was fine. But I'm not really into brawlers like that. Mm-hmm. Like, there's some I could play. Like I said, I can do Double Dragons. I could do the X-Men arcade. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with like River City Ransom and shit.
River City was a great.
You know what I'm saying? River City was dope. I played that a million times, but. Some of the newer stuff. And I think that's why I don't play, like, God of War and stuff. Because basically that's, like, the new take on the brawler. Mm. It's a slick, fast-paced, brutal, Bayonetta, God of War style like, type of thing. So
it's the old school running around punching the same guy that puts 15 times in the same stage. And named then, Bubba Sparks.
And then the fucking Double Dragon that they do give us. I'm not liking it, man.
The whole hit detection thing.
It's just stop and pause. It's throwing me off, man. It's really throwing. It's like playing that Ragdoll Kung Fu game on PSN, except for with Double Dragon characters. I'm not feeling it.
I don't know. Maybe one day the brawlers will come back and there'll be something amazing. But right now they're just kind of like, eh. They're like you know, indie crap. Somebody just throw out and keep playing, whatever.
All right, mine is. Queena.
Who?
Queena. Quana. Queena.
From Final Fantasy IX?
From Final Fantasy IX.
The... Her?
The thing. The thing. Monster with the long tongue who eats everything in sight. Uh-huh. She is awesome. Okay? Uh-huh. Not only does she melee, bam, with her fork, okay? Mm-hmm. She eats people and mm-hmm. takes their powers away. Okay? Some of the coolest power in the game, she gets from eating people. It's difficult to get these powers, yes, because you got to figure out, like, is the enemy weak enough or else you can't eat it? But then when you think the enemy's not weak enough and you try to attack it, you kill the enemy. So then you don't get to see if you can get anything. People hated on her. They hated on her. They hated on, who was the girl in Final Fantasy VII with the blades, with the circle blades, Yuffie?
Final Fantasy VII? Oh, yeah, Yuffie.
Yuffie, they hated on Yuffie. All the characters that people hate on are the characters I love, and that is because they are sometimes the greatest characters to be in the game. That's just what it is.
What are their names? What are their technical class? What's his class name? I'm trying to think of their name.
No. They're... It's not Red Mage.
What is their job class considered? I would say not Mime, but...
Mimic?
Not even a Mimic. There's a job class for these people where they take other monsters' abilities. And I can't think of the name.
I know what you're talking about, though.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, Gao from Final Fantasy VI, I actually liked his the best, the setup they had his. Every monster that you defeated in the game will eventually end up on an island. Then you will go to the island, fight with Gao, have Gao leap, okay? Every monster that you fought from there on until he came back, you got their powers. So it really wasn't about getting a monster weak and then eating them and all that and having to do all this other stuff. He leapt, you fight, he come back with monster abilities. That was it.
Well, she's a chef, so.
I mean, it makes sense for her.
Eat. Yeah. Yes. That's smart. Queena. Oh, you know what? Queena, and I'm throwing Yuffie in there too. She was awesome. Her double blades, she was from like the Japanese style village in fucking Final Fantasy VII, cutting niggas up and shit. So Queena and Yuffie. My number seven. Okay, you're next.
Number six.
I don't know where the fuck we're at. Six.
Oh, number six, I will have to say underrated would be... You know what? I will honestly say Mega Man past 3. People say they got bad past 3. Like, Mega Man 1, 2, and 3, then the series got kind of dull and played out. Mm-hmm. I honestly disagree with that. Mm-hmm. I believe the series got better.
Better.
I think they added new elements to make it different, just a little different. But I think they were smart enough to say after 6, we need something really big. Mm-hmm. So then they jumped to the X series. Now, I will admit, they went overboard in the X series because it should have ended at 5 and ended up going all the way to 8. That's Capcom's greediness right there.
Gotta get money.
And then it ended up turning into the Zero series, which people said was a good series. So if they wouldn't have jumped the gun, there probably would have been no Zero series. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword there. But I would say Mega Man 4, 5, and 6 were actually really great Mega Man games that people say, well, this is when the series started getting bad. I totally disagree. And I don't think Mega Man 2 was the best Mega Man of them all. I think 3 was the best one, in my personal opinion.
Interesting.
3 was the best Mega Man.
Now, which one was the one where it had that clay guy with the one eye who used to tear apart and then reappear on the other side of the screen?
He showed up in, well, he showed up in like 2, 3...
He was in all of them?
I think he showed up in quite a bit of Mega Man. He was like, he was like the staple act. Because people hated him so much they put him in here on purpose. Because he pissed people off that bad.
Yeah, I hate fighting him.
Because he was in 3, because you had to use the hard knuckle. I think Mega Man 1, you had to use electric. Mega Man 2, I think he was in 2. I forgot what you used to kill him in that one. But he was in almost all of them.
When will we see a new Mega Man game? And I'm not talking none of this 8-9 bullshit.
A real deal,
this generation Mega Man game.
I don't think we're going to see it.
Not going to happen?
I read an article where the guy who left, the creator of Mega Man, left the company and said he wanted to actually buy and own Mega Man, and Capcom won't let him do it. I think Capcom just going to use him just like the Sega uses Sonic. You'll see him every now and then. You might see a new Mega Man game, but it's not going to be what people are expecting from a Mega Man game.
But they use Sonic. They come out with a new Sonic game like every 6 months.
Yeah, but they're not Sonic. I mean, they got the Sonic, what's his name? What's it called? The Sonic, what's it called? The new one.
Generations.
Sonic episode.
Well, yeah,
episode
okay.
When they did.
They got the episode 2, part 2 or whatever. They got the Sonic Generations that come out not long ago. It was like Sonic Color, Sonic and some Black Knights. There's Sonic game. They still push Sonic.
Yeah, but the people from Sonic didn't quit. They're not gone. Dude left, and he's like, I wanted to take Mega Man with me, and they was like, no, you're not taking Mega Man with you. We're just gonna. And then you know what makes me get that? What was it called? The Street Fighter Cross Tekken. That just smack in the face with that Mega Man they made. I think they did that shit on purpose because of Marvel vs. Capcom 3. And I was like, alright, yeah, you want Mega Man? We'll give you a fucking Mega
they
Man.
They said that they talked to the creator Mega Man and he said, use the American version. And I understand that they made him fat and all that shit.
Because they
that.
Probably got mad. He was like, we don't want to use the American version. We want to use Mega Man. People are going to like it. He's like, use the American version. He's like, well, we're going to screw everybody over. We're going to make a fat, obese. He's a robot. Robots don't get fat. No, this was Mega Man eating too many power pellets.
Yes.
Wait a minute, that's
way too many.
Whoa, excuse me.
Way too many energy tanks.
Energy tanks, I'm sorry, you're right. See, it doesn't make sense. Is he even human on there? What is he? Is he a robot? Is he human?
He's a robot, but I guess in the American version, he's a man in a robot suit.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Slap in the face from Capcom.
Could have been.
You're going to end the series, just call it. You say, we're done with Mega Man. You may see him every now and then in a fighting game. There may be random Mega Man games out there in the future, but as far as the series is concerned, don't expect a lot from us.
We'll see.
Instead of pulling out this bullshit of, we're going to cancel Legends 3, then we're going to cancel the online one we had, the multiplayer one they had, Mega Man Online. I don't know.
We'll see. All right. My next one, I'm going with Recess, the cartoon series.
Yes!
Now look,
Recess.
Talk about the cartoons back in the day. You always hear about, like, the Rugrats, the Dugs, all this other shit. Fucking Recess, man.
Yeah, that was
an
awesome
great
show.
It
was.
Yeah, you know, and it was basically about these kids and their kind of economy on the playground. And it was basically like a real world all congested into this little playground space. Yeah, like the playground king, and he had the main character show who's kind of like keep the peace kind of guy, you know, and then his whole crew. It was just a fun show, you know what I'm saying? Even for an adult watching it or a little kid watching it. Like, it's one of those shows that adults could watch with the little kids and still be entertained by it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just a bunch of crazy weirdness that a lot of kids get into nowadays. Or just,
right.
You know, no Yo Gabba Gabba type of shit. People just looking all insane and stuff. It's, you know, it's good. It's well-written, funny, entertaining. It's a good show. And I was watching on Hulu. We got rid of Hulu, though. We was watching on Hulu, and then it was a Canadian TV show that came out. I forgot what it was called, but it was basically like a live-action sitcom version of Recess. Oh. I swear it was like pretty much the same shit, yo. Except for it was like real little
kids.
This
is an older show?
No, it was new. Just on Hulu. I'll have to see if I can remember what it was called and then see if I can find it on the play on. But I watched the first episode and I actually kind of liked it. It took me a minute to get into it, but once they actually got the ball rolling, like in the first episode, like the currency on the playground was like these trading cards.
Yeah.
And then the bad guys in the show, or like the villains or whatever, the antagonists, was trying to introduce a new set of playing cards into the playground, which would mess up the playground economy. So then the little boy, who's kind of like the enforcer on the playground, had to figure out a way to stop him from ruining the economy because he had all the cards. So if he changed the type of trading cards used, then he would be like the powerful bad guy and the balance of the whole playground. It was crazy. It was fun, though.
Oh, it was
just like live-action Recess. But yeah, Recess. You're looking for something to watch. You ain't got nothing to watch. You like watching cartoons, sure. Check out Recess. You know, episode here and there. Some good stuff. Okay, it's your go.
We got number five.
Yes.
Monster Rancher cartoon series and video game series.
Yes.
Where is the new fucking monster? If you can, okay, I had the greatest idea. Now, watch them steal this idea from me.
Okay.
Okay, I was thinking, I was like, okay, Skylander.
Right.
You have a thing, scans the statue.
Right.
Monster Rancher. You have the same kind of setup. You put a disc on there. It reads the disc, spins the disc, and reads it. Shows up on your TV.
I could do that. It looks dope, man.
You pay. Let's say, what was it, $70 for Skylander?
Yep.
Since you technically don't need statues and just your CDs, maybe $60. You get the game. You get the little peripheral. Plug it up. Spin it.
Or you know what would be dope? Right. I'm going to add on to that idea.
Add on to it.
So this is what you get, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get the scanner thing, mm-hmm. spin disker, mm-hmm. and then you get some kind of little scanner thingy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take that with you to the stores and stuff. You scan the barcodes on the CD mm-hmm. or DVD, and it'll tell you what type of monster will come off of that disc.
Oh, that would be sweet.
And then if you want that monster, you buy that disc or whatever, or you know what I'm saying, or something where you can like scan a disc, like wave it over just a regular disc, even if you don't have a barcode, mm-hmm. and it'll tell you like, okay, this is the type of monster that you'll get from that disc, and then you put it in there, and then you get that. You know what I'm saying?
That would be sweet. I'm gonna tell you what. Price point is now $70. Now you're getting
$70. A scanner. You're getting
a scanner. That's a good deal.
I think so.
That's actually a good idea.
I think so. You're getting a scanner. You're getting a teleporter pad thing.
That's actually a good idea. I like that.
Just
I like that add-on.
Monster Rancher Fire.
Because he's right. Because if you can actually get different monster discs and CDs, you will buy that CD for a quote rare monster, would you not?
You would, and that helps the music industry.
It does.
That helps the DVD industry.
If I end up buying a Justin Bieber CD just to get a night level 4, I would do it.
Exactly. And what you do? You take the Justin Bieber CD, pass it off to somebody.
Yeah, I play. Well, I got my monster.
I'm a monster.
You want Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
You want Bieber fever? You want Bieber fever?
You can give it to Coast.
Coast likes Bieber. Coast has Bieber right now.
His car, he has a Justin Bieber poster on the hood of his car. So when he's at a red light, he can just look up. The
Bieber, I love you.
And just keep driving.
I love you, Bieber.
Keep driving. He got a cybernetic eye at all times with a picture of a holographic Justin Bieber in his eye. Okay? That's what he has.
I thought his name was Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
I swear I thought his name was Bieber. I thought it said Bieber Fever. So I found it was Bieber Fever. That's how much I don't care about him. Sorry, Kosa.
But I agree with that. And then you take that technology and then you mix it with the Kinect and the PlayStation Move have to offer. Like I said, being able to train them, using the Kinect, using the PlayStation Move, being able to interact with them, like the animal game and shit.
Thank you.
This is the perfect time for that.
Why would you not have Monster Hunter for the? Okay, I'm not gonna say no.
I'm gonna start doing some real, because you know our website still needs content. I'm gonna start doing some real journalistic shit. I'm going out there. I'm seeking information. I want to know about the Contra. I want to know what's up with Monster Rancher game. I want to know why there's no fucking Monster Hunter on PSN. I'm finding this shit out. Real journalism, battleclubgaming.com starts now, motherfuckers.
Punk bitches.
Punk barches.
You know, because it's not selling well. It's famous in Japan. It's not selling that well in America. Oh. You done brought up every other goddamn system in America.
Goddamn system.
Sony Bird, get on it.
And then you gonna put it on the Wii. Don't nobody even play the Wii, son.
Then, what, they got 360 got one, don't they?
360 probably got one.
Fucking 3DS is about 3D. The 3DS has a peripheral so you can play the game.
You play that shit, son. Nobody even bought the 3DS, kid.
It's for 3DS. Here's the attachment right here. You click it on like bam, and then you have another analog to play the game.
Another one.
It's bullshit.
That don't make no sense.
Bullshit. Next.
From dusk till dawn.
Whoa, is that a comment of what we just said, or is that your next one?
That's my next one.
Okay, go ahead.
Now look. Vampires, big business, right? You got glowy vampires, dumbass vampire shit.
Glowy vampires. Okay,
nobody wants to deal with glowy vampires that sparkle in motherfucking sunlight. Vampires. We don't want to deal with that shit, okay? And then you got all your other little random vampire shit running around trying to do some shit. One of the best vampire movies ever made from dusk till dawn. Damn. Fucking George Clooney, fucking Quentin Tarantino, two robbers trying to escape after a bank robbery. They end up with this family, religious family, with a preacher guy, his two kids. They get stuck inside this bar, attacked by a group of vampires, and it's all about survival. There's death everywhere, blood, guts, people turning into vampires, black guys telling you, they were shanking vampires and stuff, dick guns, big-ass stake, jackhammer weapons.
What do you say, dick guns?
Yeah, the guy has a gun that fled, like in what was the game? What was the movie with Antonio Banderas? What was his joint? Desperado.
Desperado.
He had the dick gun. Shoot people. From Dusk Till Dawn. If you haven't seen it, that you're looking for a movie to watch. Watch it. From Dusk Till Dawn. George Clooney. Fucking Quentin Tarantino. It's a good ass vampire movie. Watch it.
See, that's awesome because. What other movie could take place in a bar and be that awesome?
Exactly.
Like, the build-up to them saying, well, we're about to go fuck some shit up. Like, some of us may die. We all may die. We're going to die anyways. Let's go out with a big bang. And then, didn't the girl and... Who else? The one dude to survive, right?
I'm not going to tell you who survived.
Oh.
I'm going to let the people figure it out themselves.
Figure it out.
Selma Hayek is in this movie, okay? She strips in this movie with a snake, puts her foot in somebody's mouth, and pours wine down her leg. If that's not enough reason to watch this motherfucking movie, I don't know what it is. Selma Hayek, sexy dancing. In a bikini.
Boobies.
Ass, boobies,
damn
sexy.
Vampires.
Bra and panties.
Awesome.
Heels, wine, drink it off her toes.
America.
Selma Hayek.
That is America in a bottle.
All right, your go.
I would have to say the next one is movie two. It's a movie, underrated movie, series. I don't know, maybe not so much underrated. Dusk Till Dawn. Dusk Till Dawn.
That's what I just said.
Not Dusk Till Dawn, I'm sorry. I'm tired today, people. What was it called? New one, because I forgot the name of the movie.
Oh, you're talking about Twilight Breaking Dawn?
No. No, there's what was it called? The one with the vampires in Iceland.
The vampires in Iceland.
30 days of night.
30 days of night.
Yes.
Okay.
That was outstanding.
All right. Yeah, I did like that one. That was pretty
good. I'm going to tell you, there was a second one I saw on Sci-Fi, not that good.
Mm-hmm.
Caught it towards the tail end. Not going to spoil it, but something did happen at the end that was kind of surprising. And it ended that there might be another one after that. We don't know yet.
So are you saying the second one ended with a surprise?
Yeah.
Or the first one?
The second one.
Okay.
The second one. Let's just say there was some resurrection and certain person turned fully vampire. And it ended with maybe that this person was going to keep it going on to maybe a third movie.
Okay. But there might be a third movie.
Dusk Till Dawn was brutal. That was an awesome...
Yeah, thank you. I did like From Dusk Till Dawn, but what did you think of 30 Days
Fuck.
Of Night?
30 Days of Night was awesome. We'll edit this out. Look, people, let me tell you what happened. I was eating some chicken. What's that? Monday. Okay, Tuesday. I was eating some chicken on, no, actually it was Sunday.
Okay.
And then,
Chicken Sunday.
I was eating it, and it was like, it doesn't taste quite right. And I thought maybe it was just the spices and stuff I put on it.
Could be just the spices.
So it was only a little piece.
Little piece.
So I woke up Monday. Wasn't feeling that good. Tummy's hurting now still.
Stomach,
I have an allergy. I have a stomach ache today. Haven't eaten nothing all day, so I'm a little slow. So, again, sorry about that. So the movie, 30 Days and Nights, was an outstanding movie. I think probably one of the better vampire movies I've seen. It's not just, you know, mindless vampires or glowy vampires.
Right.
Or sexy vampires.
Okay.
These are just ugly vampires that want to kill.
Killing people.
Yeah.
Vicious. Very vicious.
Very
vampires.
Vicious.
Very vicious.
Vicious vampires. Great movie. If you have not seen it before, check it out.
Check it out.
30 Days a Night. I will say this is gone again. Damn. All right. Said that again. Okay, we're good.
30 Days a Night. Moving it on. We're down to our last three.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Bamboozle. Spike Lee joint.
Good movie.
Again, this is one of those cases where when people talk about Spike Lee, you hear a lot about, like, White Man Can't Jump.
White Man Can Jump.
Jungle Fever. Was White Man Can't Jump a Spike Lee joint?
I think it was.
I don't remember that. Motherfucking. And obviously, Do the Right Thing.
Do It Wrong.
Okay. Bamboozled, though. Bamboozled was a sharp, very effective to me look at black people in the industry and what black folk will do in the industry for a dollar.
Yeah.
And then you turn on the motherfucking radio nowadays and you'll see the bullshit that they're willing to do to make some motherfucking money.
True.
And I know, and I think it's a lot of stuff that you get from watching this movie, but the one thing that's most important, I feel, is the fact that money ain't always worth it.
Nope.
You know?
That's true.
You know, a lot of people are willing to do anything and a lot of things to get a dollar. It's not always worth doing. You know what I mean? The outcome of your actions and just the effect of what your actions can have on other people, whether you believe that it has an effect on somebody else or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like you were talking about the music industry. People will argue that, oh, the music doesn't affect the kids. Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does.
You know how many times you... Okay, I mean, that's like saying fucking the movies don't affect the kid, but you'll see a kid throwing a fucking Batman outfit or a Superman cape and go try to be Batman or Superman or grab a bunch of sticks and run out and try to be the Ninja Turtles and shit like we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that may just be a small, unharmful impact,
right.
But to say that it doesn't have an impact on your kids' personalities or, you know, the type of shit that they might do, it does.
Or what they...
So if you're looking up to people in the industry and they talk about shooting niggas and gang doing drugs and shit, just like a little motherfucker that'll go imitate a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, they're going to imitate those artists and do that same shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But you thought it was cool because you're going to make a couple dollars off of doing some bullshit-ass music.
Right.
Or playing a bullshit-ass role in a movie or something just to get some dough.
See, yeah, I just, you know, that's right. He's right, America. He is right. Let's see, like, and, you know, towards the end of the movie, of course, we're not going to spoil it. You know, you do see the impact of what the decision was to go through what they did and how it affected every single person that was involved in it and how they realized they made probably one of the dumbest mistakes. All for, you know, a few measly dollars.
Basically.
At that. And you probably ruined your life, your reputation, what career you probably would have had by doing something stupid.
And it's so crazy. Like, it's so many different levels of the movie. So many different levels to it. Just the idea of that how a lot of black people, or just poor people in general.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But this obviously focusing a lot on black people, though. How... Because you grew up so poor in ghettos, in projects, that you're kind of willing, like once you see that dollar sign, you're almost willing to do anything for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it tackles it from that, where the two main characters of the movie are homeless.
Yep.
You know? And just like most black people in the ghetto, they hustle for a dollar. And that might not necessarily mean hustling, selling drugs, and no shit like that. For them, it was tap dancing. Trying to enter that. But, I mean, it's great acting, great story, great lesson learned. If you haven't checked it out, Bamboozled, What's your number two?
I be smacking my hoes.
I be smacking my hoes.
I kick them to the flow. Smacking my hoes.
That is funny too. We forgot that part.
Yeah, well, you know, it was funny. It was a funny movie. It really was.
And you know, and I think that's the most, one of the most riskiest things about that movie is the fact that there are parts of it that are still legitimately funny.
They are.
Even the fucking super racist parts of the movie,
yeah,
there are some points where you can't help but laugh. And in and of itself, that makes you look at it more like, oh, fuck, I can't believe I just laughed at that.
That's the truth. You gotta laugh.
You know what I'm saying? So it's, you gotta check. Bamboozle, man, really. You're looking for a movie to watch again. We done gave you three. Dusk Till Dawn, 30 Days a Night, fucking Bamboozle.
And Dusk Till Dawn again, apparently.
Couple more Dusk Till Dawn. Number two.
Oh, man. Whoa.
We're down to our last. Hold on. We're down to our last two. We got one more to read. One more email.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
All right. We forgot all about this. Hold on. Let's pull that back up. Oh, no. That's the wrong one. This is from Nubian Mother of Two. Also known as Kenya Spencer.
Oh, Lord. What is evil one?
And her top five are Tank, the R&B singer. Okay. Tank, who apparently she has a mental love affair with.
Sure.
Okay. You ain't gonna never get that, girlfriend. Okay. Aldi's grocery store. If you're poor,
yes,
you know Aldi's.
You go there.
Save a lot. All those places. Generic ass food.
Delicious.
That'd be pretty good though.
I'll be shocked. I went to Aldi's $1 little sub pizza.
Uh-huh.
Real cheese. We're not talking about the cheese topping. Real American grade A cheese.
Wow.
I was like, well, for a buck. I grabbed it. Delicious.
You ever got those, the box of buffalo chicken wings that they got?
Yeah.
Those shits are awesome.
Ain't they good?
Them things are good.
All these, what they doing?
They be doing. A lot of beginning sometimes. A lot of be getting it.
Getting it in.
Men getting manicures and pedicures.
Underrated or overrated?
That's underrated.
No, it's not. Wow,
get that out of here.
No. Okay. See these nails? Bam. Wow. No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Walmart's children clothing. Poor woman, you need some clothes?
Yes, go to Walmart.
You can get them a whole wardrobe for $20, son.
$20,
son. They're going to have Hannah Montana shirts.
Hannah Montana.
Sesame Street shirts.
Sesame.
SpongeBob shirts.
Spongy.
Walmart brand shirts. Random character that doesn't really exist.
But
Dora the Explorer.
Petunia the Flower. Jimbo Big Buck too.
Underwear. Socks.
Even though it's got a hole in the back.
Toothbrush. Fishing pole.
Assless chaps.
Wax worms.
Fish sticks.
Gatorade.
Hamburgers.
High C.
Thongs.
Kick cereal.
Spandex.
And soy milk.
Flip flops.
All for $20.
All for $20?
Because you went to go get some kids' clothes from Walmart.
You walked out with $20 for all that stuff.
$20, all that shit.
It's amazing.
Okay. Last two, go.
Okay. Underrated thing is, and I'm kind of iffy, you know, I feel bad about saying this because the reason I'm doing it, but I would say the PSP as a handheld.
Yeah, okay.
Is underrated. In fact, I'm gonna say this in general. I'm gonna say a lot of handhelds other than the Nintendo are underrated. People think Nintendo is like the bread and butter of handhelds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, King Gear was good. It was big and clunky. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Jaguar was okay, but yeah, and these were colored. For Nintendo even got colored.
Mm-hmm.
Just because Nintendo may have had the mascots, you know, like Mario, Kirby, Zelda.
At the time.
I wouldn't say that it was probably like the greatest handheld ever. I think the PSP's a good hand. I'm getting rid of it for a 3DS. And that's only for dialysis. The only reason is because of dialysis. So I can use the stylus.
At Disney?
That is, excuse me. Let me tell you something. That is Tinkerbell. You are a specter as a woman and as a matriarch.
Great googly moogly.
Anyways.
What about
the PSP?
Did you see that they're doing the Neo Geo handheld?
Do another one?
Yeah, a little Neo Geo.
Oh,
never all the
that.
Neo Geo stuff on it. Yeah,
I will buy that. I think a lot of handhelds are underrated because they were going up against Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily mean that they're bad handhelds.
Yeah.
They just, okay, for example, I think the Dreamcast was an awesome system. It was just going up against systems that were just better than it.
I disagree. I thought it sucked.
No, that's just you. That's your opinion. That's your opinion. Like, I'm not a big, I like the PSP. I like the 3DS, I mean, like the DS better. But it doesn't mean the PSP is a bad system.
And I don't understand how people say that the PSP failed. How many units? They got 60-something million units out there sold, and they still sell units of this fucking machine?
You know what's funny about it? That's not a failure. That's because those idiots, and against the idiots, they look at the overall number. They say, oh, well, well, Nintendo's handheld crap is dwarfing the sales of the PSP, but at the same time, now looking at the total number that the PSP sold, you're probably seeing this number compared to this number just because it's smaller. It's saying it's not selling as much. That's not the point. It sell good. It just didn't sell as better as the DS.
Now, and I mean, if you look at, okay, from the prospect of, oh, the game wars is about who sold more.
No,
now, if you look at the, I mean, now, you know, that's how people see it. So if you look at it from like that, okay, you can say the Nintendo won, but that doesn't mean that the other system is failure. Like, right. At the end of this generation, Microsoft may have, quote, unquote, won the console wars, but that didn't make the PS3 a failure.
Right.
It still sold millions, billions and millions of units. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And really, it's not even that far behind the Xbox as far as I understand. Maybe like a couple mil or something. So, I mean, you know, failure has nothing to do with being second or third place in a situation like this. You know, if the PlayStation 3 was at the end of its life cycle and it only sold 20 million systems, yeah, that's a fucking failure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you're pushing 60-plus million units. You're doing pretty damn well.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand. Like, people... I can't stand people. That's our video game community for you now, just idiots. Yeah, it's because it didn't sell right. It's a failure because... No, it's not a failure, you dumbass.
Not
it just didn't sell better than it's... You know? And people were saying, well, is Microsoft... No, Microsoft is never going to come out with a handheld. I don't think their thing is the handheld. I don't think they're dumb enough to get and go up against... You know, what PlayStation and Nintendo have already established as their handhelds. I don't see them wanting to step into that ring.
I think what they'll do is try to utilize their phone technology as a means of having a handheld device.
Yep.
So you'll have like a Windows phone that'll be able to play live arcade games and shit like that, and maybe some downloadable games. And that'll be their like foray into the handheld market by basically pushing their product out to an already established fan base with the cell phones.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And which would be cool because if you do it like that, kind of like what PlayStation is doing with their the little PlayStation phone and shit.
Yeah.
But you're allowing handheld people to get games not based off of a handheld platform like an iPhone where you have limited amount of control.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you're going to port over full games, even though they're smaller games, it's still full games. But me number nine.
Number nine.
Where we at?
Like number two.
No, I'm saying number counting down.
Number nine. Well, we were counting down from the top. We started at number 10.
Yeah, now we're at number two.
Yeah, what'd you say number nine for?
So I'm on number nine counting up.
Backwards. My head.
Chico sticks. You like your Snickers? Fuck Snickers. Okay. You like Skittles? Fuck your Skittles. Okay. You like your Milky Ways? Fuck a Milky Way. Fuck a Baby Ruth. Fuck motherfucking Little Debbie.
Little Debbie, you whore.
Fuck Hostess. Fuck a Twinkie.
Oh, Twinkie, okay. Sexy bitch.
Your motherfucking Tootsie Roll can suck a dick. Okay, your fruity Tootsie Roll. I like the fruit Tootsie Roll, but you know what? Vagina fart on that shit.
Ew.
Okay, ew. What we want, what the world needs, Chico stick.
Isn't that called
a stick of delicious, peanut buttery, crunchy, quite possibly has coconut in it. I'm not 100% sure.
I think it does.
Deliciousness. Chico stick. Hit up your local corner store. Look at the bottom shelf in the candy aisle. Get you a Chico stick. This is what you do, right? Cheesecake. Don't use a graham cracker crust. Use a Chico stick crust. Okay? You're making a little crumble cake. Don't crumble cake on top of your crumble cake. Crumble Chico stick on top of that bitch. Okay? Breakfast cereal. The kids wake up in the morning. Mommy, Daddy, where's the cereal? Fuck your cereal. You get some Chico sticks. Crush them bitches up. Put some milk in that bitch. Bam. The best breakfast you ever had in your motherfucking
Chico
life.
Chico sticks.
Son.
Wow.
Okay? What else can you do with a motherfucker Chico sticks? Salad. Okay?
Salad.
Sometimes people like crunchy things on their salad.
Fuck
right?
Salad.
They might want a motherfucking crouton on that salad. Fuck that. Break apart some Chico sticks. put it on your motherfucking salad. Fried chicken. People love fried chicken.
Black people.
White people. Asian people.
No.
Everybody loves
Black
fried
people
chicken.
Like fried chicken.
This is what you do with fried chicken. Uh-huh. They want to use flour. Fuck flour. They want to use cornstarch. Make a tempura batter. Fuck that shit.
No, we don't do that.
They want to use cornflakes. They want to use potato chips.
Why?
Fuck that shit.
No.
Get you some
Chico sticks.
Get a hammer. Bang them shits up. Dip it in egg.
Dip it.
Dip it in the Chico.
Dip it.
Fry that motherfucker up.
Deep fry.
Chico chicken.
Okay? Chico chicken.
Not trying to be racist.
Racist.
Not trying to say Chico chicken. Chico. I'm just saying Chico chicken made out of motherfucking Chico
sticks. Chico stick o' chicken.
You're making a motherfucking taco.
Taco.
Fuck the ground beef. Chico sticks. Taco seasoning, put it on your motherfucking burrito, nigga.
What?
Hot dog, fuck the hot dog. Hot dog bun,
but
ketchup, mustard, long ass Chico stick. Okay? Chico sticks.
Chico sticks.
The future of the food economy.
The other brown meat.
Number 10. Mm. This is our final and last.
Final one.
Get them.
Number one. Underrated thing ever. I personally believe, this may be a little arrogant, BattleClubGaming.com. I think we yes, I'm gonna say
what?
It. No, I'm not downing, you know, TPS, SpongeBob, anybody else's. I love their podcast too. What I'm just saying is, I believe we are underrated by the amount of views and participants we have.
We do need more participants. That would be nice to have more participants.
I'm not tooting my own horn here.
No tooting of horns.
But I think we are probably one of the most honest.
Honest.
We are not biased.
None biased.
We don't take sides in anything. If PlayStation fucks up, we'll tell them.
We tell them, bitch, you fucked up.
If Nintendo fucks up, we'll tell them.
Bitch, you fucked up.
If we nobody like Microsoft anyways.
Man.
But you know what I mean? We don't jump on the bandwagon about anything.
Nobody wagging.
I mean, he may like Final Fantasy 13. I didn't like it personally. You told me to try Final Fantasy 13 too. I will. He didn't like Dark Souls.
I love
Dark Souls. So you see. We don't agree on everything. We don't sit here and be like, oh my god, Halo's the greatest series ever, and this is why. And fuck, man. We
fuck
talk
that shit.
Our podcast is about everything.
Everything we want.
You see this PSP?
See that shit?
I'm giving it to Staccato when I get a 3.
We're
well,
on a motherfucking
I'm holding
podcast.
It. I'm holding the shit.
Take a picture of it and tweet it. Wait, hold on. Let me
take a picture
of
it.
PSP. And then what we're going to do is tweet it, and then y'all going to see that tweet, and then when you look at the show, then you're going to be like, oh, that's why he tweeted a picture of a PSP. Hold on. Let me turn this camera around.
Picture.
Bam. Picture. Click, clack. Bam. I'm going to tweet that right now, son. Go ahead. Finish your rants.
PSP. I'm giving it to Staccato.
I'm going to play that shit.
Because I want a 3DS. No, a DS Lite. I don't want a 3DS.
I only want a 3DS. For real.
See, and I like DS
Lite. He telling
Lite,
the truth.
But I want a D3DS.
He telling
the
truth.
Does that make me a Nintendo fanboy? No.
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 I heard Microsoft got good. Fuck Microsoft.
Yeah, what?
I only want
son?
Their stuff.
Don't even want
I gave my
shit,
Xbox 360 away to my nephew.
I'll play that shit, though. I'll play Gears of War
3. It was in the box. He'll play it. I'll play it with him. I'm not going to admit that I like it, even though it's a good game.
Yeah.
Just, like, I just understand. We are an outstanding group of people. We have great guests. We have Uthman Malik. We have Stella King.
Yeah.
We go Redfield, SpongeBobby. All these people that we franchise. What's up, man? What's going on the streets? What's going on the streets? Tell me, franchise. And we give out gifts.
Stuffs.
Things.
We got rants of y'all.
We do those sometimes when I'm angry.
Headhunters Club, Bounty Hunters Club.
I may not have a I may not have a girlfriend, but I don't have time for that shit.
Fuck that.
House,
fuck that
son.
Bitch. I don't even know that bitch because he ain't got no girlfriend. But if he did, fuck that bitch.
Battle he got Club the Gaming. Girlfriend, but he ignores her
for
video
games.
Yeah,
I'll be like, I ignore you. I'm going to play games and record on BattleClubGaming.com.
Because that's what we do. We are committed. I try to do rants even though I have a fucked up computer right now.
I mean, he be ranting with a fucked up computer.
And I still... Even though you're like, oh, man, it sounds so different than the first segment. That's because it messed up. And I will tell you when the computer crashed.
That shit messed up and he had to do that shit again.
I have a rant right now to give you.
Right now, son. And he got a new show we got put out.
We don't treat people badly on the show.
Yeah, we just treat them like
we
shit.
We don't disrespect anybody.
Disrespect nobody.
People's opinions have their opinions.
You got your
we don't call y'all idiots, stupid, or wrong.
Yeah, why you acting like that?
Even though probably most of the time you are.
Yeah, you're probably wrong.
Hold on. Somebody's on the phone.
Hello?
Who is this?
We recording a podcast right now. Talking during the podcast.
Hey, let me see. I will talk to her.
About 15 more minutes or so.
Let me talk to her.
Hold on. You want it? What? All right, I'm coming get you. Don't worry. I'm on my way. Goodbye.
Who's that, Mom? What happened?
Yeah, there's a lot of country girl. Where you gonna get her?
Ah, oh, god damn it.
Hey, somebody gonna get her. Well, let's finish this out. Mom's been abandoned at work.
Gas, man. I'm trying to save gas for my fishing trip. Let's go get her, though.
My number. I ain't going. You going.
Oh, my god.
Oh,
that's right.
Our number one, my number 10, Dot Hack. It's one of the only games that really spans all media. You get music, you get video games, you get movies, you get anime, and the new Dot Hack coming out, I don't know if the U.S. is going to get it, but on the same disc, you get fucking the movie and the fucking video game.
Oh, really?
So they're taking full advantage of the today's technology, especially the Blu-ray technologies. I don't know why more people aren't doing that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You could have gave me a fucking... motherfucking, what's that game? Battle Los Angeles. I love that movie. If you had given me a disc with the movie and the game on it,
that'd be awesome.
No, straight up, son. Straight up. Awesome. But Dot Hack. Look, we gotta cut it short. BattleClubDaming.com. Staccata. That is. What's your name, boy?
Oh. Yahizel.
Follow us on the Twitter, Almighty Yah at Boom Podcast. Hit us up, BattleClubGaming.com. Come join the community. Listen to us. Listen to all our friends over there at the PlayStation Show podcast. Listen to SpongeBobby's Burrito podcast. He did a new episode.
You got one up on
Yeah, so you can go check that
check
out.
Check it out
though. I know you liked it, that one. And also check out our boys at the Battlefield Zero Tolerance podcast. They're doing good things over there.
Yeah.
You know, you join our community, you join their community, and hopefully you join their community. You come join our community. We love everybody. We love having fun. Got to go pick the mom up. Peace and blessings to all. Hope you enjoyed the
show. New group name. Our new group name for everybody since we all work together. We're the Podcast Elitists.
The Podcast Elitists.
Yeah.
All right, Podcast
Elitists. We're coming for you, mama.
Peace.